The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I will do it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. Gospel of the Lord. I just want to know who ever met Mother Teresa of Calcutta ever. Anybody met personally? Not personally, just met her. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Anybody? No one. Oh, what a pity. Hope, head of your hand. Hi. No, okay. No. Mother Teresa came to Hong Kong once in 1980s. You haven't been in Hong Kong yet, right? Yes, few years ago. She came to Hong Kong once. And I have the privilege just to, you know, usually when she comes to a place, the first thing she wants to meet is priests. Because priests are kind of, you know, the sort of people. So, you know, Jesus, he liked to meet him, with them. So, from all her books, I read, not many, but mostly he mentioned about the poor. She said, "Today, poverty is not material goods. Poverty is the soul, is the mind." That's why today, Mother Teresa set up all her centers in the big cities, London, Rome, New York, whatever you can say, the big city, Edmonton, Vancouver, Toronto, all the big cities. So today, the presence of the system of charity is to show the world what we have to do is to change our mind. We are poor because we don't have God. Now today the gospel, healing of the lepers were leper. According to the visioner, well, Tolta, it's a little bit long description of this episode. This leper was a friend with another leper. Usually, they cannot mix with the normal people in that, by the tradition. So that leper, the day before, he met Jesus and was healed. So this gentleman, came back to meet his friend, telling him, "Come, I was cured. Can't you come with me?" So with this encouragement, he had this courage to the place where Jesus was. And Jesus connected this person in the house, because according to Moses' tradition, wherever they go, the place will be unclean. So outside the city. So Jesus met him. Now this man stepped to Jesus. "If you wish, you can make me clean." Such faith. At times we don't have much faith. I tell you a really interesting story. There was a nun, this French nun. Her mother is quite old by that time, about 70 years old, that's years ago. So her mother is a very humble person. And I was telling her daughter, who is the nun of the Beatitude, "You know," her mother says, "I do a case of prayer. Maximum, one Hail Mary, one Our Father, is all. To say the rosary, I can't stand. But you sister, you know, religious sisters, you pray so many hours in the chapel. I can't do that." Of course, her daughter prayed for her mother, you know, that small taste for her prayer. So after some years, 20 years later, her mother is being old, 80-something, 90-something, they went to a retreat house opened by the Beatitude sisters. After 30 years, then she told her daughter, the nun, "You know what? These days, I have more taste in prayer. I can stay more time in the chapel." So the sister reflect. She prayed for 30 years for her mother to have more taste. 30 years. So in these 30 years, you remember one of the big story of Monica and St. Augustine. Do you remember this story, beautiful story? The mother of Augustine is Monica. Her son, you know, very bad knife. He's a professor of Latin, famous, but his knife, bad. Her mother prayed and cried. Exactly 30 years, then St. Augustine converted. You know, there's another story about Monica. Monica was asked her spiritual director, "Why I had to pray for 30 years in order that my son convert?" Then spiritual director said, "Now, if 30 years ago, if Jesus, God listened to your prayer, we have only one saint. After 30 years, we have two saints, because you persevere in prayer for 30 years. It's important." Have this in mind. Jesus always ready. "If you wish, you can make me clean." Faith. And Jesus said, "I'll do it." By the time Jesus touched this leper, you know what? The consequence. Can you tell me the consequence? Of course, the man's cured, but what about Jesus? He himself became unclean because he touched a leper. Jesus saved people, but he can't save himself. This is kind of analogy. Of course, Jesus is always clean, but according to the law, he became unclean. He touched him. He cured him, but he himself became unclean. In that sense, we understand. When you do some charity work to other people, you have to do some sacrifice sometimes. Many times people say, we make a plan of win-win, both win. Jesus never did this. Jesus only one way. He lose so that people will win. He loses life so that we will have life. So at times when we say we love, when we say we love means we have to die of yourself. You can have win-win. That's not the spirit of the gospel. Die. Even then, you know, this man spread that he is Messiah, of course, and he cannot go into any place. Jesus will remain in the wilderness again. He cannot do any city. Do charity. The consequence is not always easy. But this is our way. So with this mind in mind, we follow Jesus. Love always until the end. Persevere. Trust in the love of God. Give until the end. Even losing yourself. So in these two spirits, that is this gospel for this week of this faith in Jesus. Jesus will do whatever you ask. That's what Jesus says. Ask will be given. Locked will be opened. Being sure of this. Even not immediately, doesn't matter. Jesus knows the time. What we have to do, persevere. Persevere in prayer, in trust. And finally, understand, when we love, not expecting anything. Love is unconditional. That's why Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you, the way that Jesus loved us. He didn't expect. Of course he wished that we return, we convert. But he never get angry because we are not yet. God is patience. Love, patience. So thank God that we have a Father's God, the one who really loves us, and share his love with one another as this friend of this neighbor. He had this gift and share and go back to your friends and share this and bring this love to all the people that we meet. In Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Please,